Happy Monday and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, normally with Billy Brim, but I am her oldest granddaughter, Pastor Kylie Oaks Gatewood, and I'm here with my cousin Jared.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. So if you hear a voice in the wilderness piping through, then that's him. We happen to want to surprise you right now. Are you ready? Hold on to your seats. We were the rebellious children. Yes, we
this
were.
This week's not about me.
We were the ones that get the gold star. But that's not really what I want to focus in on this week. But what I do want you to do, I'm talking to all those busy moms who have just heard mom for one too many times, or maybe you just taken your lunch break from work and you just needed a break. This week, Jared and I are going to be talking about the subject of soul control. It is possible to have dominion and control over that thing that rests on your shoulders. And we've all have opportunity daily, I'm sure, not Jared, but me. I have opportunity daily to, you know what? Put it under subjection and say, listen, I am not going to react this way. I am not going to allow my anger to pop up. I'm not going to allow this or this or that. So that's what we're talking about this week. And we're so happy that you're joining us on the radio, at your house, wherever you are. Of course, you're on the radio. I mean, at work, at your house or wherever you are. And, you know, something weird happened to me last week, Jared. I was lying in bed. I was out asleep. My husband and I were asleep. And I was awakened at about 4 o'clock in the morning because I thought I heard something hitting the wall of our bedroom.
So you think it's a creature because you live in
the
Arkansas,
woods, right? Yeah. Like, so I was like, I didn't know what it was. I was in that weird space, half asleep, half awake. You just have no idea. So finally, I closed my eyes. And I just thought, oh, I'm dreaming. Then I feel something in my hair. I'm not even kidding you.
Whoa.
So I go, honey, I think that there's something in our room. So I open my eyes adjust from the street light outside coming through the window. I can see something flying around the room. So he's like, huh? And I'm like, honey, there's something in our bedroom. There's something in our bedroom. It got in my hair. It tried to get in my hair. So I'm binding and loosening and everything else, and he's still waking up. Finally wakes up, opens his eyes, and whatever it was flew from the bedroom into the living room. So he wakes up, he closes the door really fast to the bedroom, and he turns on the light. And he's like, well, how am I going to get it? What is it? I'm like, I don't know if it's a bird. I don't know if it's a bat. I don't know what it is. If it's a spirit, we need to start binding right now. Like, I don't know what it was, but it was in my hair and it was flying around. So he goes out into the living room. I get brave and go with him. As soon as I walk out the door into the living room, a bird, it was a big bird, is flying towards my head once again. So I immediately go back into the bedroom and shut the door. And I'm like, I'm going to let Jimmy take care of it because, you know, that's what men do. So I hear him making all these funny bird noises in the living room. He has this pair of pants he's swinging over his head that he's trying to shoo the bird out the door.
Pants.
Yes, pair of pants. It was very manly. So finally he gets the bird out the door. And we're lying in bed, and I mean, you can imagine, you guys out there in Radioland, you can imagine my surprise when in 4 o'clock in the morning, a bird is trying to land in my head. It was quite an interesting experience, but I was laying there thinking, you know, the Bible says we should not be ignorant of the devil's devices. Now, I'm not saying that this bird was a device of the devil, and I can't actually tell you how it got in my house, but I can tell you this. The Bible says that the Satan, the god of this world, that low-level devils roam around seeking whom they may destroy. And it should not be a surprise to a child of God that the devil would try to use your mind as a doorway to get into your life. You know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, the word of God says. And so if he can start in the doorway of our minds, once we believe those thoughts as true, then they affect our actions. And then we start acting accordingly, contrary to the word of God. So this week, we're gonna renew our minds to the word. We're going to give you some practical tips on how to bombard those thoughts of the devil and come up with the shield of faith. You know, I wasn't always the most perfect preacher's kid in all the world. After I graduated high school, like I said at the beginning of the show, Jared and I, we were the rebels without a cause. Oh, I was giving
this
him
a is Kylie's week, not
opportunity to confess to you. No, but I found myself in my mid-20s, what I would consider to be an alcoholic. I found myself, because of my alcohol problem, homeless. And then I decided, with the help of the devil, obviously, that I just didn't need to live anymore. And so I had 3 failed suicide attempts. And, you know, when you're trying to end it all and you're even a failure at ending it all,
right.
It's just, you just feel like a triple failure. But thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. He helped. When I reached the bottom of the barrel, he helped. And he gave me, which is our offer this week, he gave me access to an amazing book called Mastering the Silence by one of my teachers at Rhema, Doug Jones. And this week, we're taking a few dollars off of it. So instead of $9, it's $5. And you can get it for $5 plus shipping and handling. And I'll give you the address at the end of the show. But I got a hold of this book, Mastering the Silence. Can I tell you that I really wanted to read the Word of God when I was first coming out of this lifestyle? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's the most boring thing that I've ever experienced. Yeah. And it was a struggle. It was like digging through mud. One verse was like, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. This does nothing for me, right? So can I tell you that whenever I made a decision to come back to the Lord, that all of a sudden, in one beautiful moment, there was a clap of lightning from the sky, glory fell down, and I was
felt good and
instantly
good
set
and
free.
Right.
No, absolutely not. Was it a process for my renewal of the mind to come out of this? Absolutely. Did the devil lie to me every single day and tell me that I wanted to kill myself again or try again and be successful this time? Absolutely. He brought me to, and I was going to start somewhere else, but I'm going to go there now. Ephesians chapter 6, we are all very familiar with it. Talking about the full armor of God. That we may put on the full armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the strategies of the devil. In that chapter, he talks about put the shield of faith, that you could quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Doug Jones brought out in his book so beautifully, and I agree with him 100%, that fiery darts of the wicked are thoughts, ideas, and suggestions from the enemy. Because if he can get a doorway into your soul, mm-hmm, through a thought, through an idea, through a suggestion, and then you accept that thought, that idea, sure, that suggestion is truth, then you're walking down a different path than you were walking before. It is not a surprise that the devil wants to do this. You should not be shocked at 4:00 in the morning when you wake up and all of a sudden you're just, you don't even know what's going on. You're mad for no reason. Have you ever had that?
Oh,
just
yeah, sure.
Random anger for no reason.
That's
the devil. So those thoughts, that ideas, those suggestions of the enemy, that they would come to my mind and they'd be like, well, everybody in your family loves the ministry more than they love you. You are nothing but a third, fourth, fifth thought. If
sure.
you died, no one would care. And maybe there's somebody out there right now. Maybe you're driving in your car. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom, which is one of the most amazing occupations. And you just feel like you're at your wit's end. I don't know who you are, but God does. He knows your situation better than you do. He knows the lies that the devil is trying to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
He knows exactly. You know, temptation is tailor-made.
Yeah,
and I think everybody's temptation is different. I don't know if you're tempted to drink. I don't know if you have been drinking. I don't know if you've been using illegal drugs. I don't know what it is. But that temptation of the devil has been tailor-made for you. But the thing about it is the blood of Jesus is tailor-made. Andrew Murray has this awesome quote I was reading the other day. And he said, for the enjoyment of this blessing, nothing is necessary except faith,
right.
in faith. The blood.
Faith.
Faith in the blood. The blood alone, he continues, the blood alone has done everything. So no matter what temptation you're tempted with today, no matter what battle is going on in your mind today, the blood alone has done everything. So sometimes when I first started, the devil would remind me that I wanted to kill myself sometimes 200 and 300 times a day. It was like almost a constant bombarding of my head. So I would be in random places like the peanut butter aisle at the Walmart. And I would have to do this. And I want you to do this with me. We have about 3 minutes left. I would put my hands on my head and I would say out loud, you can't fight a thought with another thought. You have to fight a thought with your words.
Right, that's true.
And so I would put my hands on my head in the peanut butter aisle. Ladies and gentlemen, this could get embarrassing. But I wanted freedom more than I cared what I looked like. I was tired of the torment. So I put my hands on my head. I said, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus. Why don't you repeat after me? Over my mind.
Over my mind.
I only think thoughts of life.
I only think thoughts of life.
I never think thoughts of death.
I never think thoughts of death.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
I resist you, Satan.
I resist you, Satan.
And you must flee from me.
You must flee from me.
Did I have to say it out loud absolutely every time the thought came? Yes, I did.
Sure.
But you know what happened? The thoughts came less and less and less and less. Until it isn't a thought in my head to want to kill myself.
Sure.
And life began to change. Now tomorrow we'll talk about some other strategies that the Lord gave me to help you. But I want you to say this today. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind. The blood is enough for you. And I wanted to remind you of our offer this week. It's the book Mastering the Silence by Doug Jones. We're offering it for $5 plus shipping and handling. All you have to do is call 800-972-3447 or go on to billybrim.org under radio offer. I'm telling you, it'll be a blessing to your life.
So what I'm getting, and I just want to, we're speaking about the soul, mind, will, and emotions.
Yes.
And what you're telling me is, how you feel in thoughts is not a level of who you are in Christ.
No.
It doesn't, just because you feel it or have thoughts, it doesn't mean that's where you are.
It's not even your thought. It didn't originate in your mind. It's from the enemy.
And one thing I heard Brother Hagin via recording, of course, just a couple days ago, he said, stop acting like who you think you are and start acting on who you are.
Oh, that's good.
And start saying. Yeah, right. According to the word.
That's good. You know, another thing he said, which kind of goes along with my bird story. He said, you can't keep a bird from flying over your head, but you can keep a bird from setting up a nest in your hair.
Right.
And that's what you can do today.
Right.
You may not be able to stop the thoughts from coming completely, because that's what the devil does. But you have the power, ladies and gentlemen, to keep them from controlling your life.
Right.
Once again, this is Kylie Oakes-Gatewood. Have a good day.